With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. The drive home today could be a messy one. Environment Canada's upgraded a special weather statement to a winter weather travel advisory for London, Middlesex, Oxford, and Elgin. Snow is expected to start falling later this morning and intensify late this afternoon. Up to 10 centimeters is possible before it tapers off around midnight. Drivers are being told to expect hazardous driving conditions. One person had to be rescued from a burning apartment building in East London. Firefighters were called to the three-story walk-up on Trafalgar at Rectory before 7 last night. A ladder was used to safely save the person from the second floor. One person was taken to hospital with unknown injuries. Damage is estimated at $250,000. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The third suspect wanted in an armed robbery investigation that led to a standoff in the West End has surrendered to police. 36-year-old Travis Simmons turned himself into police late Wednesday. It was just hours after police publicly announced they were looking for him in connection with an armed robbery at an apartment on Wonderland near Commissioners. One of the other suspects in the case was arrested after a lengthy standoff on Kinnear Tuesday. Londoners are once again being asked to give. The London Food Bank has kicked off its annual spring food drive. It comes as demand for the food bank's services continues to be high, with the number of households needing assistance jumping to 6,000 in January and February. The food drive runs until April 1st. Donations can be made at local grocery stores, the food bank's warehouse on Leithorn, or online. As expected, Pierre Poilievre's attempt to topple Justin Trudeau's minority government has failed. The Conservative leader put forward a non-confidence motion yesterday over the carbon tax, unhappy about a planned April 1st increase. Only Conservative MPs voted for a loss of confidence in the Prime Minister, while NDP, Bloc Québécois and Green MPs backed the Liberals. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.